Yeah, it was at the time. It was really disorienting and probably the hardest decision I ever had to make, but turned out to be the right one.
After the breakup of his band Strange Folk, frontman Reed Jenauer wasn't sure he'd keep making music. But the creative drive prevailed in the form of his new band, Assembly of Dust. And now, they've invited even more friends to join in. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Although Assembly of Dust's been together for over 5 years, the 2007 release Recollection was their first studio record, and it both captured the band's well-known live energy and put their songwriting skills to the test. Tight songs for a band rooted in the jam scene is a decent challenge, but the guys stepped things up another notch for album number 2, called Some Assembly Required. The obvious change, and scheduling nightmare, is the addition of a whole lot of special guests, at least one on each song, in fact. And Richie Havens, Bella Fleck, Grace Potter, and Keller Williams are just a few of the artists who help out. The changes behind the scenes started in the planning process, and Reed Jenauer talked about a few of his goals for the new album during an interview with FUV's Darren DeVivo.
I think it's a combination of things. Partly it's the structure of the song, but I think more importantly, it's the approach that you take in the studio in terms of instrumentation, in terms of production value, in terms of arrangements. And I think the way we felt about Recollection, while I'm certainly proud of it, was that it was a little unidimensional in that the orchestration was pretty similar from song to song. The tempos were pretty similar, and it wound up feeling kind of dense in terms of just the amount of parts. You know, we went a little crazy with the layering, which you tend to do in the studio. And so I listened in particular to records that I felt like had a lot of space and where, you know, you could hear each instrument distinctly and where you heard really, you know, different moods and different flavors from song to song. And that was the essential part for us, to try and say each song is a different course, not the same bite, you know, of the same course.
Who left this light blue lover lying in the cave of my chest? Who left me holding silent, even though it might have been best? No way, no one, nowhere could ever confess to have known such pleasure in such plural confess. I hope that someday that I might find some rest, but I gotta let it go, I guess.
Was it bringing in the special guests for the same reason that you were just saying, that if you felt the tune didn't need Reed Jenauer's guitar on it, it won't have it?
Sure, yeah.
And, well, this song might work if Keller Williams was playing guitar in it. Was it that type of approach?
It was. You know, there are two benefits. Well, there are many, but there are a couple from a creative perspective. There are two benefits to having guests on an album, especially guests, you know, of a high caliber. One is you get great playing and you know, just great sort of musical alliteration, if you will. And then the other is you get the diversity that I was talking about, both in terms of the notes that they choose to play or choose not to play, in terms of what their voice is, and then also just in terms of orchestration.
They came from somewhere simple, a place too plain to be described. She found her own dimensions, ran like the color of her eyes. She looked with one-eyed green, one-eyed cold blue. He looked right back at them, shivered through and through. They had less than they guessed, but more than they knew. That second song was the best they could do, and all of the while through two, one-eyed green and one-eyed blue.
There's Second Song, new music from Assembly of Dust and special guest Keller Williams. Today's Take 5 was produced by Sarah Wardrop, and to hear the complete interview and more, visit WFUV.org.